contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot today, highs in the low 90s with heat index values as high as 107 degrees. It's 76 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Portfolio of PAPS, which cited storage and shipping costs in its decision to discontinue the brew. PAPS stopped production months ago. This weekend, sips are thanks to Wisconsin Brewing Company, which got permission to brew one last batch. So pour one out for a real one, but not if it's a Schlitz, because...
When you're out on Schlitz,
unthinkable.
You're out of beer, real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
The beer that made Milwaukee famous.
You're listening to NPR News.
Oh my gosh, I remember that commercial from way back in the day. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including An Evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
It's Juneberry season, or you might know it better as serviceberry season, or maybe you're not familiar with them at all. Coming up, why there's a new push to get more Juneberries growing on farms across the country. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Very hot conditions in store for today and for the next couple days. Sunny skies today with highs near 93 degrees, but heat index values as high as 107 degrees. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 78 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high again in the low 90s, but heat index values continuing as high as 105 degrees. We'll have more about the weather and the extreme heat danger warning that has been issued by the National Weather Service coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia, 79 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the...
Oh, God. And the oh, God was the answer to said, don't bother going.
Join me, Don Gagne, to hear about the geopolitical tussle that has truckers hitting the brakes on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts and the latest from the World Cup. That's just ahead as we talk sports with Becky Sullivan. That's all ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Next time on Prairie Journal, the girls that desegregated America's schools and how Fred Harvey brought fine dining to the West.
You have to believe that you can walk into a white school and handle it.
In the middle of nowhere, you could get food that was better than you could find at any city, and that anybody could have it.
I hear about Boston's Fenway Park and Chicago's Wrigley Field being the oldest ones in the major leagues. It's like, well, what does Kansas have?
It's part two of this month's series, Kansas 250 Book Series. on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. The time is 7:41.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
On this Old House Radio Hour, how to unclog any drain without toxic chemicals.
There is products that use citrus acid that's safe for your pipes. The citrus literally will eat the animal fat left over from the soap. That's how a clog gets created.
Plus, David Sedaris finally bought the beach house his family spent a lifetime dreaming about. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Glad you're with us here at KPR. The time is 8 o'clock.
Is in the major drought following its lowest mountain snowpack level on record. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service says to brace for dangerously hot and humid days ahead. An extreme heat warning has been issued starting this afternoon and lasting through Friday for northeast Kansas. That includes Topeka, Emporia, Lawrence, Manhattan, and the entire Kansas City metro area. With high temperatures forecast in the 90s and very humid conditions, heat indices are forecast from around 100 to around 110 degrees each afternoon. The National Weather Service is warning of a major risk of heat-related impacts, meaning the heat will affect anyone without adequate cooling and hydration, as well as health systems and industries. The extreme heat warning also includes northwestern Missouri. An additional heat advisory is in effect for the rest of the eastern half of the state, reaching out to Russell, Great Bend, Sedan, and Arkansas City. In the World Cup, Algeria is advancing to the next stage after a 3-3 draw with Austria last night. That means all four teams based in the Kansas City area during the tournament, Algeria, which is based in Lawrence, England, the Netherlands, and Argentina, are moving on. Hundreds of people turned out last night to welcome the Algerian team back to Lawrence following the game. KNBC reports that thousands of soccer fans also turned out to cheer for Algeria and Austria at Kansas City's Fan Fest yesterday. Algeria will play Switzerland Thursday in the round of 32 in Vancouver. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bloomsbury, publisher of Courage Can Save Us by Marine Corps veteran and social entrepreneur Rye Barcott. A call to courage and public service for America's 250th. Available wherever books are sold.
Sunny skies today. Highs expected around 93 degrees. Heat index values as high as 107 degrees this afternoon. Winds from the south around 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
...and author of Bicentennial, A Revolutionary History of the 1970s. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
If you've been watching the World Cup, maybe you've noticed there are more players over 40 years old in this World Cup than ever before. In fact, more than all previous World Cups combined. We'll hear about special care for aging athletes coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR possible? You do. Everything we do on Kansas Public Radio happens because of your financial contribution. Keep those great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a listener member today. And thanks. Sunny and hot today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for the entire KPR terrestrial listening area through all week. Highs today expected in the lower 90s, but heat index values as high as 107 degrees today, so be careful out there. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
The reactor into dome and to initiate the testing.
But getting the reactors built this quickly comes at a cost. That story Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your local host, Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, actor Don Cheadle is on Broadway, starring in a new adaptation of the play Proof. Just ahead, Don Cheadle will join us on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Sunny and hot today. We're expecting highs in the low to mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 107 degrees this afternoon. In fact, we're expecting dangerously warm temperatures all week long. It's 80 degrees in Emporia, 81 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Support for NPR
by Sharasco.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Schwab, offering investors choices, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at schwab.com. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
on This Old House Radio Hour. How to unclog any drain without toxic chemicals.
There is products that use citrus acid that's safe for your pipes. The citrus literally will eat the animal fat left over from the soap. That's how a clog gets created.
Plus, David Sedaris finally bought the beach house his family spent a lifetime dreaming about. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
This Old House Radio Hour is coming up in just 1 hour at 10 o'clock immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
The latest news from NPR coming up next here on KPR.